Hey kiddos, my name is Mr. Cummings, and I'm one of the elders at Church Creek, your church. And this has been a long time where we've been away from church, and you might be feeling like you haven't seen some of your friends, you haven't seen some of the other adults at church, and I just thought it might be nice if I could share with you some things from the Bible using what we call the First Catechism. And the First Catechism is a book that has questions and answers about who God is, what He wants us to know about Him, and about His love for us. And so I've been teaching your parents for a while on the catechism, a different catechism, one that's more written for adults. And so I thought it might be interesting and to you if I was also to teach you every week about who Jesus is and who God is and what He has done for us. So I hope you enjoy it. We're going to be looking at question 6 because it's similar to a question that we're teaching your parents about tonight as well. And the Bible verse that is important to this question is, "For there is no other God but me, a righteous God and Savior, there is none but me." God gave those words to His prophet, Isaiah, and a prophet was a man who was chosen by God to share God's truth. And these are words that God gave to Isaiah to share to His people. And they help us answer this question. The question from the First Catechism, number 6, is there more than one true God? And the answer, no. There is only one true God. And that Bible verse helps us to understand the importance of why we should know there's only one true God. Why is that important? Well, there is only one God. Well, why is that important? Because God made us, and He takes care of us. And it's important for us to know who it is who made us and who it is who takes care of us, and that is God. There is only one of Him. He's also good. And why is that important? Well, have you ever been in bed at night and it's dark and you're scared? Or you've been, maybe something frightening happened, or there's been a storm, or something has scared you. It's good to know that your God is good and that He is everywhere. And you can always trust Him and you can always depend on Him. And He is always there to take care of you. And sometimes scary things happen, sometimes bad things happen. But it's important to know that our God is a good God and He wants the best for us and that He is taking care of us and making sure that we are safe in Him. And speaking of safe, not only is he good, but He saved us. And you say, well, what did He save us from? Well, He saved us from our sins. What are our sins? Well, our sins are when we do things or think things that aren't the way God wants us to think or wants us to act or wants us to believe. He wants us to be good like Him, but we can't because we do have sin. We struggle with sin. We do things and think things that aren't okay. And God understood that problem, and He loved us so much that He gave us Jesus, who died for our sins so that we could be saved from our sins. And that's really important as you get older and you realize how hard it is to do exactly what you're supposed to do, that you know that your God is good and you think, oh, He is so good, and yet I sometimes do such bad things. We can always remember that He saved us through Jesus and that we are safe in God. And so when you're laying in your bed tonight and you're feeling maybe a little bit scared or a little bit unsure, you can always know that your God, that there is a God, that He is good, and that He saved you through Jesus. Well, it was great talking to you guys tonight. If you have any questions, just tell your parents, ask your parents, I should say, politely, to email me. There's an email address here, and they'll know how to do that, and they can ask me questions, and I would be happy to answer any questions you have about tonight's question. And just know that your elders love you, Pastor Olson loves you, and we'll be talking to you next week, and have a good night.